Hey, it's Matt Pinfield backstage at Live 8 in Hyde Park in London. And I have the honor right now of being next to one and only David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. David, good to see you.
Hi.
Great to have you. And David, originally when you were approached about this, you were kind of shying away from doing it. You didn't want to do it the first time around. And they came back to you, correct?
I was pushed into it a little bit. I'm kicking and screaming. Roger rang me up and said, would I do it? And I thought that it is a very good cause, and that I'll probably kick myself if I didn't do it, especially for my kids to be able to see something like this for once in their lives. Some of them too young to have seen me before performing. So.
Which is brilliant. You know, I mean, how is your relationship with Roger right now? Is it getting better?
Hey, we're getting on all right, you know. It's been very easy and relaxed during our rehearsals. It's like slipping on a comfy old pair of shoes that are far too unfashionable to wear anymore, but, you know, it's been good. It's been pretty good.
Well, it's great. I mean, do you think there's a future for Pink Floyd together as a band for maybe a future album?
With this particular sort of regrouping, I'm just very glad for us to have a sort of a nice happy ending for us to be able to look back on. It's a one-off.
I see. Okay. Now, you're concentrating. You're doing a new solo record, which we're hearing about, and Crosby and Nash are involved in that. Tell me a bit about this record.
It's a solo record out early next year. Crosby and Nash have sung on one track. That was fabulous. Great session. That's where my current main interest is.
That's great. Yeah. You went to see the guys play the other night. What did you think of the show? How were they?
I thought it was great, yeah. I saw the Crosby Nash show earlier this year, and the Crosby Stills and Nash show just the other day. Yeah, they're terrific.
Their voices still sound great, don't they?
Hey, guys can really sing, yeah.
Absolutely. David, we're really looking forward to your new solo record. So I just want to talk to you about tonight's song selection. I know that there's some great stuff coming up there. You're going, tell me a bit about what you're doing to this evening.
We're going to start with Breathe from Dark Side of the Moon, followed by Money from Dark Side of the Moon. Then Wish You Were Here and Comfortably Numb. That's about what we're going to try and squeeze into the few minutes that are allowed.
Which are great, brilliant songs. You know, recently, both Wish You Were Here and Comfortably Numb have been covered by other artists. Do you get to hear these covers, and what do you make of them? How do you feel about them?
Well, the Scissor Sisters are on just before us tonight, a little while before us, and then apparently they're not doing their version of Comfortably Numb. I'm rather disappointed. I was rather looking forward to it.
Yeah. And then people have done Wish You Were Here, everybody from, you know, that Limp. Do you remember that tribute thing for 9/11 when Limp Bizkit did that?
I only heard that once, but it sounded pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, so it's great. It's a lot of people who are doing your stuff. Those songs last forever, David. It's great to have you.
Okay. I hope they do, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for talking to us.
Me anyway.
Have a great show today.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, David Gilmour live from backstage at Hyde Park in London.